Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPNU, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guru, the greatest rapper ever out of Boston?
Maybe.
Boston hasn't produced so many great rappers.
Queens, more rappers.
Yeah, Queens, a lot of rappers.
Bronx, Boston, more rappers.
Bronx, a lot of rappers.
Brooklyn,
LA, a lot of rappers. Yeah, Compton, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of rappers. Philly's got some.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boston?
Boston, not so much. But Guru is great.
Guru is legendary.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, very legendary. Oh, gosh. Just the best.
This dude, man.
What?
So,
what happened?
Well, it's true.
Guru's the best.
He's Boston's
one of the best guys going. Morning, Max. Remember, it's
good
4 hours.
Yes, good morning. I would say, listen, Boston's got 4 World Series championships to the Yankees, 1 into the New York's 1 in this century. But when it comes to rappers, we got them like 100-1. Wish we had some more
Celtics World Series. Bing, World Championships. I mean,
listen, the Giants, the way the Giants and the Jets
Max,
are playing, how long
hours.
Will it be between they?
He gets right into it,
before
Key.
They, but how
this
long
guy
will
wastes
it be?
No time.
How long will it be before the Giants or Jets add a Super Bowl to the case, to the trophy case?
Is that like a question? You're looking at me, but
I'm
was
kind
a question
of transitioning
was more of a
already into the sports. See how seamlessly?
That didn't seem seamless at
there
all.
There were seams? You saw all the seams?
You're about as rocky as Mac Jones right now.
Okay, Bailey.
Where's Greenberg?
Yeah, take it away,
Where's
Bailey.
Your look-alike? Where's Greenberg? Where's your look-alike?
Way,
get this guy in here. Who's your Bailey Zappi?
Who looks
get
more
Greenberg.
Alike?
Get no, my Greenberg
actually,
in here.
Who looks
no,
more
he
alike?
He actually looks more like Jordan Rodgers.
Who, me?
Ooh, yeah. Jordan Rodgers. Yeah, I can see Jordan
Bailey
Rodgers.
Zappi and Mac Jones look so much alike. It's like the video game makers got lazy. You know how they when they have the generic players, they just change one or two features on the face. They make the mouth turn up or the eyebrows go down. That's like the video game makers got lazy. They're like, oh, Bailey Zappi's never going to play. We'll just make him generic. Look at that. That's a video game maker getting lazy and making slight variations
Key,
player
if we were
to player.
Playing Madden, who would have a higher rating? Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones? Oh, just based off this season?
Probably Zappi, I would
Zappi,
guess.
Right?
I mean, I guess, yeah, probably Zappi.
Yeah.
Mac Jones just hadn't looked good. I mean, whatever. But the Giants and the Jets certainly look good in New York. There you go, Max. Now you can go.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It is the 10th year of Progressive's Keys to Progress annual giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to at least one recipient in every state. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. So here's the question with my seam transition. Not seamless, but seam. How would you say seam?
Seamless
you can see
transition?
The seams.
You can see the seams on your seamless, not seamless transition.
Could an argument be made? That would be argument in English, not argument.
Oh, my goodness.
Could an argument be made that the Giants are the second best team in the NFL? NFC. Could they be the second best team in the NFC? Now, they lost to Dallas head-to-head, but Dallas has 2 losses. Giants got 1 loss.
Yeah, but Dallas got a loss to Philly without Dak Prescott in the lineup, and they lost to Cooper Rush, the Giants.
But it was a game – like, the Giants' defense kind of folded at the end of that game, but they haven't folded since then, and that it was a game, it was a close game until the end.
I mean, you could make an argument, I guess, if you – if you think Seattle's there, me personally, I've always felt like Seattle can win 10 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle certainly is playing well. Geno Smith has a rebirth. Who else is in the NFC? The Rams, I can't count out the Rams just because it looks odd at times, but they got enough wins. Minnesota, I'm waiting for the – I'm waiting for it to all fall apart in Minnesota because it just looks too good right now with Kirk Cousins and company. But I guess you could say that the Giants are the second best team as long as – if they keep winning, then, yeah, they're gonna find themselves in that conversation for sure.
You talk about them keeping winning. Jay, you're a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants are due for a loss. And I think it's going to come this week. They're on the road at Seattle. Seattle does a lot of the same things the Giants do. And the Giants are winning so many games by one play close. Like, they're almost – that's not going to happen every time. Seattle is the kind of team on the road, across the country. I think this might be the day that this – it bites them.
But I don't know that. I mean, I was the one sitting up here 3 weeks ago saying over their next 3 games, I thought they were going to go 0-3. Do you remember that, Max?
I do.
But right before they were supposed to go to London – and playing Green Bay, and I was like, sometimes for a team, when you look at your schedule and you see a game, you're like, oh, this is the game that's going to get us going. I thought that was going to be the game to get Aaron Rodgers, that offense and that defense going. The Giants have elevated their play. The Packers have gone in a downward spiral since. But, I mean, for them to beat, you know, beating the Jags was a tough game.
Wait a minute. They came
beating
back.
Beating the Giants.
They came, the Gi- they no, the Jags. The Jags. But the Giants
Jags.
Came back
the
from.
It's a tough game.
It's one thing to say, well, Green Bay's been a tailspin. They came back from London. Oh, no one ever does well when they come. And they beat Lamar Jackson. The next
well,
week.
I told you, I picked that game, the Ravens yep. game. I picked the Jags game as well. And I'm going to pick the Seattle game for the Giants to win because no DK Metcalf coming in. He's injured right now. So that's a big loss for Geno Smith and company. Although it's hard. It's really hard to go into Seattle, a long trip.
Yeah.
It can be misty, the 12th man. You know, they're going to bring out Richard Sherman and K.J. Wright and all of them going to be there, and it's going to turn into a fan fest. It could be an interesting game, but for whatever reason, without DK in the lineup, the vertical stretch game, the lifted coverage isn't there. I know they got Tyler Lockett still. It's just going to... I think they're going to be missing something. I can be wrong,
right.
But I think
I
the Giants
right.
win. I think the Giants win this game.
Other than Jalen Hurts, I mean, is Geno Smith the second-best quarterback in the NFC?
He's played that way
He's
so far
like
this year.
Playing like the second-best quarterback in the NFC
so
right
far
now,
this
Keith?
Year.
Let me think. Hold on. Let me think.
I mean, Kyler
hasn't been. Let him do his brain, Jay.
Well, I mean, but Kirk Cousins is probably the second-best quarterback in the
is he
conference
is
right
Geno
now.
The third?
Based on the way he's playing, not on statistics, just the way that he's been playing.
Yeah, the way he's been playing.
Yeah, I would say he's either two or three by the way he's been playing.
Yeah.
If you knew nothing about these quarterbacks going into this season and all you're doing is evaluating them on their play this season, push come to shove, I think I'd say Geno Smith's the second-best quarterback in the conference.
Yo, and Penny was a huge loss for them running the ball-wise, rushing. But, I mean, think about Kenneth Walker, the third in there. I mean, he's been putting up – I mean, he's coming off 23 carries, 168 yards on the ground, man. I mean,
Dak doesn't qualify because he hadn't played enough games.
Yeah.
It would be in Tom is struggling. Aaron Rodgers struggling. Jimmy Garoppolo struggling. Matthew Stafford, it seemed like I hadn't seen him play in weeks
Key.
For whatever reason.
Just
feels like that.
Just for gits and shiggles, I looked up QBR this year, okay? Who's leading the league in QBR? Patrick Mahomes, a little ahead of Josh Allen. Then Tua is third. Guess who's fourth?
Geno Smith.
Ahead of Lamar Jackson. Geno Smith is fourth. Kirk Cousins is? 17th. He's 17th. Geno Smith is fourth.
If you listen to me, though, Max, you didn't want to listen. You looked at me like all the rest of you smart guys that cover football and you fans and everybody. I said Geno Smith is, you know, same thing as Russell Wilson. That's why Pete Carroll and them made a decision to not pay Russ and let him get his wishes to get out the building because they felt they had something in Geno Smith. And everybody said, that's why you on TV and not playing football.
Key, as the kids say, no lies detected. Key told me before the season, on and off mic, Geno's it's going to look the same with Geno Smith. I'm like, Key, Geno Smith's been in the league 10 years. If he could do what Russell Wilson did, he'd have done it by now, right? He's like, just trust me, watch. It's Pete Carroll. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to run the ball, play defense. He's going to make some plays. It is exactly the same thing with Geno
different.
Smith.
It looked different because his body shape is different, but it's the same damn thing,
you
man.
Know, by the way.
People don't want to hear that. It's the same thing. There's nothing different.
Let me go down the QBR list real quick because it's Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Tua 3rd, Geno Smith 4th, Lamar Jackson 5th. Mm-hmm. Guess who's 6th? Guess who's 6th?
Daniel Jones,
and the eyeball test tells you what the numbers say. He has played excellent football. So I ask you again, at this moment,
yes,
could the argument be for, yeah, we give him the contract, right, Key? 3 years, 2 weeks ago I said 3 years, 75. I think we're up to 3 years, 90.
My it's so funny because my agent, Jerome Stanley, we were talking yesterday, and we were having this conversation because he listened to the show or whatever, and he was, what do you think? Whatever. I said, I'm going to give him 390. He said, we're not taking that. I need 3110, and I need 75 of it guaranteed.
Damn, I think
what
so.
What you mean? He says to me, I'm the starting quarterback in New York City. I'm sitting at 6-1. You pay more for me to be in New York. I said, yeah, that's probably a good argument when you have Keyshawn Johnson. I don't know if you can argue that with Daniel Jones.
Oh,
and he
no.
goes, yes, I'm the starting quarterback in New York on a 6-1 team. Okay, never mind. I'll go in free agency.
Hey, Key, not only that, but think of all the slings and arrows he had to take and never broke, never changed. Same dude.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what the franchise number is on. If they franchised him next year, what would that number be? Would it be like 40-ish?
Yeah.
And here's my thing. Look at what he's doing with guys like Sills. I mean, Sterling Shepard. Like, look at your wide receiving core. I mean, at the end of the day, even rushing-wise, I mean, it comes down to Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. They are manufacturing all the offense for this team.
You won't know.
You know what, though? I probably would play my hand and make them franchise tag me. That's what I would do if I was Daniel Jones. Because I believe I can get 25 in the free agent market.
But give him three years, give him some money now, make it between 75 and 105, something like that, over the 3 years. It's win-win. And
Max then went from 75 to 100.
I knew it was going to go up. That's why I tried to say do it 2 weeks ago, because by the end of the year, it might be a max-type contract. Here's the thing. You need to find out if he can win you a Super Bowl. And the only way you're going to find that out is by getting Key's definition of a number one receiver. That could be a tight end. It could be a guy who takes the lid off. It doesn't matter. But it needs to be a guy you can run your passing offense through. Get him that guy, and let's find out just how good he is.
In all honesty, and don't mess around with me. Don't try to pull wool over my eyes, Max or Jay. In all honesty, be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting up here playing radio and TV.
All right.
You said you want to find out if he can win you a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, not the second Super Bowl, but the first, did you know Eli Manning can win you a Super Bowl? Did you believe that?
No.
But I didn't know if he could or he couldn't, but I was starting to doubt. But here's the thing.
No, I'll answer directly
for you.
You
thought he couldn't? I didn't think he couldn't.
I think he could.
I didn't rule him out. But here's the thing. They got Plexico Burress.
Based on the way he played up into that first Super Bowl, you thought, oh, my God, we got our franchise quarterback forever. We're going to win Super Bowls.
No, but I never was all the way out. I did start to suspect that maybe they should have drafted Ben Roethlisberger instead of Eli Manning, right? He'd already won a Super Bowl. But I will say this. They got him Plexico Burress. They got Josh Allen Diggs. They got Jamar Chase. They get these guys a guy they can find out about. We know that Daniel Jones can now do what Key says he wants the quarterback to do. Solid and sound, you know, make the plays when you need to, in the air, on the ground, all that stuff. He's got the size, he's got the toughness, all that stuff. Now we need to know, what's the ceiling? Floor looks good, as Mike T would say.
So
what's the ceiling? You won't find out until you get him a guy.
So if you, let's say they get bounced in the wild card game this year, and that's fine. So if they went out and they acquired a 6'3", 205, 210 pounds, sub-4.4 receiver. They got nice hands, could do a lot of different stuff. Do then you believe that he can win a Super Bowl?
I think they need more depth at the wide receiver position, but I think starting off with the number one receiver, it will go well.
Wandale's nice. I think he's too slightly built to run an offense,
but he's a nice little
receiver.
Do you think if I just gave you that, do you think he can win a Super Bowl?
I suspect it could happen, Key, but I need to know. I won't know until I see it.
If he's doing everything now at 6-1, and it seems like they'll win 10 games, 11 games, or whatever it is, and you insert a top dog with what he did this year, do you not believe that?
I believe it, but I still think the defense has a little ways. The defense is still maturing and getting better.
But we're talking about just a Daniel Jones evaluation? I suspect, Key.
Because if you look at it, they play Houston –
yeah.
After Seattle and Detroit, we're going to kind of give them those wins. That total now, let's just say that's 8 wins for them. They got Washington in week 13. Let's just give them that one too. That's 9. And let's give them Washington again in week 15. That's 10. And let's give them Indy in week 17. That's 11 wins, man. Your team might actually win 11 damn games.
So the Seahawks are favored, 58% chance, according to ESPN Analytics. The Seahawks at home to beat the Giants this week. But the Giants have been underdogs in a lot of these games they've won. I agree. Go get Daniel Jones, your nephew. Go get him Michael Thomas. Go get him DeAndre Hopkins. Go get him an alpha receiver.
Well, here's what I –
And let's see what he's got.
Here's a guy that forget Mikey and forget DeAndre Hopkins, and let's just give him 11 wins this year.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna chase somebody, mm-hmm. and you wanna go get a dude?
Draft a guy?
No, you just wanna go get a young puppy, a young dude right. that's big, can play football.
Yeah,
you go get T. Higgins, and you make T. Higgins.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You make mm-hmm. T. Higgins one of the top five paid wide receivers in the National Football League, and go get T. Higgins from the Cincinnati Bengals.
T. Higgins is a good mm-hmm. one. He's in his prime,
He's not in his prime. He's only four
right.
years in the league.
Yeah, but
he's
entering his prime now physically
he's
after about 4 years.
Entering into his
right,
prime.
Yeah. So you're gonna. That's what I mean. You're not getting yeah. a guy on the back half. You're getting him
no.
on the front half. And at right now, he's a number two receiver on the team, but he's easily a number one on another
team. And that's why you go and you pay him top five wide receiver money.
I like that idea.
You know, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd go grab him because, in my opinion, he's probably the top receiver that would be a free agent on the market because they will not be able to pay Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and they're not going to tie up that type of money in Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase over the next 5 years. They just not – nobody's going to do that. Both of those dudes are going to be $30 million receivers.
If Tom Brady retires, could they snag Mike Evans?
But that's what he's saying. Don't want that back end stuff.
You don't want to pay for what a guy's done. You want to pay for what he's going to do. Key's plan pays a guy like
29 years
the
old.
Risk
turned
on
29 years old.
But that's different than whatever T. Higgins probably 26
29
or
years
something.
Old with about 17,000 miles on his body.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm looking up T. Higgins right now. How
T.
old is
Higgins?
T. Higgins
is in his fourth year.
Yeah, but how old is he?
He's a second round pick. He's a puppy. He came out as a junior.
23 years old,
yeah, he's a puppy.
And he's 6'4", 218, and he's excellent. That's what I like because you're going to be paying for his prime, right?
Man,
I think that's a great idea.
You go make him the highest paid receiver.
That's what they did with Diggs in Buffalo.
Then you go put a little speed demon around him, which y'all already got, the other guy. The one you're talking about, Max.
Wandell. Yeah.
And right. then you grab another dude, and then you got your receiving core. There you go.
I love that idea. And by the way, Diggs was not Diggs. Before he was in Buffalo, he was like T. Higgins. Boy, he's real good. I wonder in the right
Diggs
situation.
Diggs was digging, though. Diggs was good. Diggs
special,
but he
man.
Wasn't. The perception of Diggs has gone
no,
up
yeah,
or down
yeah.
since he went
no,
to Buffalo.
You're right.
Same thing with T. Higgins. It's not like we all know T. Higgins is real good, but usually when you think of the top five receivers, you don't think of T. Higgins. But
no.
maybe as the number one receiver on a team, we would start
See,
to think
I,
of him that
I,
way in the next
I,
couple
I,
of years.
I think of him as a top flight receiver. You don't
yeah,
think of him
flight?
As a top
no,
flight
yeah, top
receiver.
Flight, yeah.
Because of where he got drafted, and Ja'Marr Chase came in with more snack, crackle, pop, and splash.
Right.
So all of the yeast goes toward him, and T. Higgins becomes a complimentary receiver to Ja'Marr Chase, when in fact, if T. Higgins was there, I can go get a speed demon to put with him. I can
no
go get
doubt.
Another guy.
No, that's what I'm saying, you know? Key. And he should still get better based on his age and trajectory of his career. Now, Daniel Jones ain't Joe Burrow, but he's a good quarterback. Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. Meantime... The Jets and Brees, I feel so bad. You know, I'm not a Jets fan. I root against the Jets because I'm a Giants fan. That's how it goes in New York. But
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like really? Chicago, man. You're not a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan.
I don't know if I root against the Jets. Like, I'm okay.
No. I don't want –
Why?
They're
in a completely different conference.
I want the Jets to do
conference.
Fine if the Giants are on top and they do fine. But when the Jets start coming up in the world, I start to not like it so much if they're pushing the Giants. See what I mean? That's how it goes. The point is, they had a great draft. I thought, look, they had two picks in the first round. They got them both right high up. They got the receiver. They got the guy to cover the receiver. Then in the second round, they grabbed the best running back in the draft in Breece Hall. But he had a torn ACL, also minor meniscus injury in Denver on Sunday. Guys, how do they replace Breece Hall? He gives them an extra dynamism, Key. It's not like, you know, usually you'll have a back on the roster can do okay. But he was a little extra. How do they replace that? Do they win without?
Well, they went and got James Robinson from Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They gave up a sixth conditional fifth, can move up depending on how he does.
Yep.
And he's been a 1,000-yard rusher in this league. So, you know, the blocking scheme, you may be able to plug him in, and the blocking scheme may give you some of the same Breece Hall stuff.
Usually,
whatever you
that's
do,
how it works.
Whatever they do, though, and Robert Saleh, write this down. And if you're not writing it down, have your assistant write this down and give it to you if you're in meetings. Don't change a thing. Run the football, play defense, nice special teams, and don't all of a sudden think that you have to justify Zach Wilson as the number two pick in the draft. Don't do it. Because if you do that, you're going to be getting more receipts. Just telling you. Just
you're saying like, that's the worst case scenario for Zach Wilson. All of a sudden, now you're going to drop him back and throw the ball 30, 40 times. No, like, I'm
well,
with Keith. Stay with the recipe. Stay with the plan.
Yeah.
Continue
don't
the same action.
Who's
don't
the best,
mess with
who's the
don't
best quarterback in New York?
In New York?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel
Josh
Jones.
Allen.
Oh, in New York, yeah, Josh Allen.
No, okay, New York City.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel
the
Jones
kid.
Or Zach
no,
Wilson?
I'm just kidding. Daniel Jones.
I agree, Daniel Jones, but it's funny. You talk to some, talk to football people.
The guy at St. John's. Does St. John's have a football team?
Man, there are no quarterbacks in New York City. New York City claims a lot of the Eastern
I mean,
Seaboard. Just guy, calm
both
down.
Both teams
it's
are really
Mecca.
In Jersey if you want to talk ownership, but that's fine.
That's just part of New York that's, City.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
Philly.
Not really.
Philly might be a suburb of New York City.
Lies, and more lies.
New York City's a big deal.
Wait, let me ask you something, though. When you start talking this New York, I just thought of this. So, the toll money, when you go out of New York, goes to New Jersey? And when you come back in, does it go to New York? Or do y'all even
know? It all goes to Jersey.
No, when you come into New York, it goes
when
to
you come
New
into New York,
York
through the tunnel, does it come to
when
New
you,
York?
When you come out of the toll, you don't pay tolls. Come back into Jersey.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't?
No.
See what I'm saying, Jay?
No. Oh, that just goes to show you I don't know anything.
Yeah, well, it tells you what's what. You got to come into New York. You got to pay even to get into the city.
So the money goes to New York.
Because you guys are always ripping people off.
Well, I mean, listen.
Lack of identity, man.
They had it. We built all these skyscrapers. All right. Who should be New England's starting quarterback moving forward?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bill, who is the starting quarterback?
Yeah, we just finished the game.
Felt like I was good to play, and we had a good plan there, and just obviously didn't play well enough there.
And it was a tough outing for him. It was a tough outing ultimately for Bailey Zappe, but Mac Jones is their guy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Click on the app. You got us live. Just go to Live Radio on the ESPN app. So, as I was just reading in SportsCenter, guys, the Patriots bench Mac Jones for Bailey Zappe versus the Bears. Bill Belichick at the post-game presser. Listen, it's with the you're going to hear the question and then Bill Belichick's response.
So, when Mac came out of the game, Bill, was that a medical decision, the timing of the pulling him? So was that related to the interception that was his last play tonight?
No, we had planned to play. I told the quarterbacks that we were gonna play both of them. That's what we did.
I mean, that's real news, right? Not a medical decision. It wasn't based on injury or anything. It was based on play. Mac came out of the game because he wasn't playing well enough. But Bill Belichick claims, Key, that the rotation at quarterback was predetermined. Are you buying that?
Yeah, of course I'm believing it. It's always predetermined. You know, be ready to go. I think you're going to play tonight. Just be prepared. Now, what does that really truly mean, right? Does that mean that you're going to get a snap or two, you're going to play a quarter or two, you're going to play late in the fourth quarter in a blowout game on either side, defensively, offensively? if Mac Jones starts and he starts to look like he can't handle it because of the ankle injury. So you tell both quarterbacks that to be ready, and both of them are going to play. So why, you know, I don't think Bill Belichick is just making things up. He's telling the truth. But what's the extent of that playing time going to be? He didn't say, like, this is preseason when the coach comes to you, Jay, and he says, you're going to play a quarter. It's not the same.
I mean, the biggest thing I have about this whole thing is how will Mac Jones respond? Right? I mean, you got pretty much politically correct answers from both players after the game yesterday, right? Bailey Zappe, well, I'm just going to keep doing my job and keep preparing. And, you know, then Mac Jones came up to the podium. Well, I'm just going to keep coming to work and stay, you know, get there early and stay late. Fine. You said all the Bill Belichick quotes. We get it from the Bible. We get it. But, like, who's going to go out and take it? And at the end of the day, Key, I agree with you. I think Bailey looks different on the field, but I still feel as if psychologically this is Mac's team. The question is going to be, can he take it?
You think so? You think it's still his team?
I do. I think he still has an edge when it's all said and done. Even watching the way some players responded to the fan base cheering Zappe during the game and some of their quotes post-game, I think some of the players feel as if it's Mac Jones' team as of right now as well.
Well, I'm going to back you too, Jay, when they booing you. You're my teammate. I'm going to say, you know, it's tough to see.
They're not booing him. They're not booing him, Keith.
Or
they're
not booing him, better yet. Cheering isn't booing are the same thing to me, because you're cheering the other dude. Essentially, you're cheering for him and screaming his name for him to come in. So, obviously, you're dissatisfied.
You're cheering for him because I'm a bum.
You're dissatisfied because Mac Jones isn't living up to what his expectations and billing was coming into the season. So you can say cheer, boo, it's the same thing. And as a teammate, though, I'm going to be like, they shouldn't be doing that, cheering for Max and Jay, you know, is coming off a tough injury and trying to figure out how to get his stuff back together.
Yeah, there's no sugarcoating it. It's a zero-sum game. The better one quarterback does, the worse it is for the other guy in terms of the starting job. And they both want the starting job.
Backup quarterback is always the biggest guy in the room, right?
Yeah, right.
The fans want the backup quarterback always.
Because they can project all their wishes onto that quarterback.
But here's the thing, regardless of whatever the media says, regardless of whatever the fans say, ain't nobody pushing Bill Belichick to do something that Bill Belichick does not want to do. So Bill will be the one seeing them practice, seeing how they get all their reps. He will make the decision.
There's only one man who can make Bill Belichick do something he doesn't want to do, and that is Robert Kraft. Not Tom Brady.
I don't even think Mr. Kraft can make Bill do that, but that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to go down into the he ship Garoppolo and Kraft. Hey. I don't want to do that because that is so far from the truth. But anyway, what I would say is at some point in time, all coaches hear what's going on. They get influenced by what's going on. And if it's loud enough, they'll get influenced by it.
You think even Bill Key?
Every single coach. If a player isn't playing well and the crowd is screaming and hollering, all coaches hear that. And at some point, they gonna, you know, they just gonna get influenced by it. They all do.
But
they may never say it, but they do.
But do the players hear it? Here is Mac Jones on hearing the Zappe chants, and you're going to hear the question asked of him too.
How deflating was it to hear the Zappe chants almost after every series or every time you touch the ball?
Yeah, I think obviously, like I said earlier, I definitely wanted to play better, and you know, I just got to do better at my job, and that's all it comes down to, and that's all I can control. And honestly, you know, we got a good chance here to go against the Jets, and that's kind of what I'm already focused on. So, like I said, I'm going to do my best to put my best foot forward, and I've been in this situation before, and I'm just going to try and help the team, and whatever my role is, I'll be ready, and I'll give it 100%.
What do you think, Key?
Well, I mean, he's saying all the right things. What is he supposed to say? He's not going to say screw the fans. He's not going to say Zappe shouldn't play. He's going to say all the right. He's a quarterback. He's been a quarterback since, like, elementary school or something. He's going to say all the right things and stand up there nice and tall and give the right answers. That's what he's going to do.
He needs to grow his hair out. See if he grew his hair long, Key. Long blonde hair coming out 6'5".
I don't think his hair is blonde.
I don't know, dirty blonde maybe.
Key,
Not brown, I guess.
I wanted to bring up a point because I've been there before in the G League.
Leech it.
And at Duke a little bit. I don't care what anybody tells me. There is a part of your brain that when you are a starter and a backup comes in, you don't want to see him succeed. Right. You can say all the things you want about I'm doing whatever the team needs me to do, and if he gives us a fine. But you don't want to see him succeed. Not that you maliciously hate him, but you rather see yourself win more so than seeing him.
Jay, Key, it's human nature. No one could tell me. And by the way, this happens with siblings, right? The people you love most in the world. You can't tell me that Peyton Manning was sitting there during Eli's second Super Bowl, second one, thinking, of course he's rooting for Eli, but if you have a sibling, you know this is true. At some point in his brain, he's thinking, he's about to get two. I'm sitting on one. Right? Like, it's part of human nature. Key, you've never experienced, even though you are, if someone said, you know, like, your life depended on it, are you rooting for your sibling or not? You'd say, yes, I am rooting for them, and you'd be telling the truth. But some little corner of you is saying, but if they do better than me, I'm not. There's some part of me not pulling for that.
I guess, Max. Though, to be honest with you, that's just not me. Like, I'm built different when it comes to stuff. Like, I got a nephew that could potentially smash anything I ever put up.
Yep.
It doesn't.
That's different, Key. He's your nephew. It's a generation down. So you could always want them to be bigger than you.
I help see him grow from. Yeah. A toddler all the way up to where he is now.
More about if you had a teammate, you went down with an injury and a teammate started killing at your position and there turned out to be a wide receiver controversy, I know where you were standing when it's all said and done.
Mm. See, it's just, I guess for me, it's hard because I never ever.
You never went through something like that.
I never been through that situation. The only time they went and got Peerless Price and they drafted another dude before they were thinking about drafting somebody. I always told him, I said, he ain't gonna never play as long as I'm here. So it doesn't matter. You can take who you want to take.
The Colts bench Matt Ryan and they turn to Sam Ehlinger. I wonder if Ryan will be rooting for Ehlinger. Are they the biggest disappointment of the season, the Colts?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, I don't care what anybody... We were talking about this before, because Mac Jones started last night for the Pats, you know, threw the ball 6 times, threw an INT, and then Bailey Zappe came in and replaced him. And I said, I don't care what anybody tells me, Key. As a player, somebody who's competitive, you always want to see the team do well. Don't get me wrong about that.
Yes.
But when you're watching your replacement, somebody that is starting to win over the fan base, somebody that's starting to get a lot of momentum behind them,
yes,
take your position and start doing their thing. There's a part of you that does not want to see them succeed.
Harry Douglas, you better never slip up on the air if Jay's listening.
I mean, that's my spot. And I don't know how if you can be competitive and not be on that side of things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I just never personally had to endure that. I just I mean,
but Keith, you did it a little bit. You said, for example, they brought in somebody, and you said right from the bat, "Oh, he ain't never going to see the field." So that,
yeah, I just basically told him you wasting your draft pick and your trade. I remember Dallas Cowboys Drew Bledsoe wanted to go get Peerless Price because he played with him in Buffalo, and I told Jerry and Bill and Drew, you do realize he's never going to play.
See, that's exactly my point. There it is right there. That's the exact spirit I'm talking about. And even if he did get a chance to play, you think he's on the side wanting to see him do well?
It wasn't going to happen, though, because his skill set wasn't mine. So I knew that. I knew that. So I was never worried about that. It, you know, I just it's one of those deals where, like, if in fact I was able, if I was hurt and somebody came in and they start doing well, I'm going to root for them, but then I know realistically my days is numbered and I got to look for another spot.
That, or yeah, optically, you're always going to play the game. I mean, everybody up in New England plays the game, right? They say the right thing. It's in the Bill Belichick Bible.
But what Keith's saying is in the NFL, if there are all those jobs, right?
I know. That's
and you know you're good, you're going to land somewhere, just might not be there anymore.
Yeah, but that's Keyshawn.
Or an example
that's
for
the
you.
First pick in the draft.
If anybody,
that's not a lot of players, man. Yeah.
If anybody is shining, so to speak, and I'm not shining, and we're in the end, I still know that I'm at some point I'm gonna crack. Well, I'm not even. It's
how,
the.
How
I
about
know
this?
I'm a crack,
okay.
Jay.
So I hear Key. So you think Matt Jones is really sitting there? If Bailey Zappe takes off, you think he's really sure that he's gonna have a job somewhere else? I don't think so.
Well,
I don't
listen to how he answered the question
for a little bit.
Mac Jones, when he said, "Look, I got to play." When they pitted the fans cheering for Bailey as against Mac Jones, essentially, he said, "I got to play better.
Yeah,
I'm not playing well enough."
We're about to find out how mentally tough Mac Jones really is.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. The mental part of it is got to be mentally tough.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know how they're going to let him cycle through more quarterbacks or be responsible for the development of the next franchise quarterback.
You could just tell they never found a flow in Indianapolis with Matt Ryan.
If Frank Reich is going to be the one to go, Chris Ballard ain't far behind.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you have us live. If you have a phone in your pocket, and you do, you have us live wherever you are. Guys, the Colts bench Matt Ryan and turn to the much ballyhooed and highly touted Sam Ehlinger. Am I pronouncing that right? Frank Reich, Colts head coach on Matt Ryan's benching.
This guy is special, special, special. And, you know, we know right at the quarterback position, that it's not our poor production on offense is not on one person. It's not on Matt Ryan. But we also know, as Matt and I talked it through, hey, as head coach and quarterback, as head coach, ultimately, it doesn't matter. I'm judged on wins and losses. Quarterbacks judged on points and production and turnovers. That's, we understand that's how it is in this league.
Where do the Colts go from here, Key?
Well, it's two things. If this kid is special, like Coach is saying.
Was he referring to Sam Ehlinger, or was he talking about Matt Ryan?
Wait, hold on, man. Who was he referring to?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who was he referring to?
Matt Ryan, Key. That's what I was wondering off the top, because he was talking about Matt Ryan, just saying how special he is being a pro's pro, and then he transitioned on to Sam Ehlinger.
Okay, look, but I thought he was talking about Sam Ehlinger. Okay, so with that being said, if Sam Ehlinger is the guy that they were saying was the guy coming out of training camp, and he had, you know, he was this and he was that and all of those sort of things, then you got your quarterback of the future. Let's take a look at him. And then Matt Ryan can sit there for another year and be an emergency backup situation for them with a veteran presence that could help this kid develop. And if not, if you fire Frank Reich and Chris Ballard, the general manager, you might as well just blow the whole thing up, start fresh, go draft you a young quarterback, go get you a guy, you know, go get you C.J. Stroud if you can. If you feel that Bryce Young can handle the wear and tear of the National Football League, you grab him. There's Hendon Hooker from Tennessee, which I think personally, for my money, he would be one of the top one or two quarterbacks, depending on if you like C.J. Stroud. The Kentucky guy, I know he's getting all of the hype. You got McGee out at Stanford.
Hooker looks good.
I would be looking for the young guy
if they
have to move on.
Hooker looks good. I mean, I know I've been making fun of his age. He's 24 years old, but, yo, he looks good.
But Max, you know how many dudes is older? Who cares?
Right.
Velus Jones was drafted in the third round, came out of Tennessee last year. He was 24, 25 years old. The guys at BYU that go on missions, you know, they come back, some of them 50. So,
no, I mean, like, the whole point about age is that if you're doing it at a certain age, then a few years later you'll be even better. But who cares? Like, you know, if you're really, really good and you come into the league at 25, you're still going to be a valuable quarterback for a long time. So, and I agree, he looks great. Look, if you're shopping for anything, a house, a car, whatever it is, like a major thing in your life, and the deal seems too good to be true, it's probably because it is. You know, oh, this old house, it's got good bones, but it needs this work and that work. That's what the Colts have done. They went premium with Peyton Manning, first pick in the draft, with Andrew Luck, first pick in the draft. And since then, as Chris Rock once said, it's a bunch of substitute teachers, right? It's Philip Rivers. Well, maybe he still has enough left. Oh, he could hold it down. It's Carson Wentz. Well, we'll give up stuff for Carson Wentz. Not a bunch of firsts, but we think he can still get – he can do something. We can work with him. It's Matt Ryan. It's only going to cost us a third-round pick. I think there might be enough left for big moments in the playoffs, and he could just guide us there. That's usually – if it seems too good to be true, it's because it is. You're going to have to spend. You're going to have to spend it to get it. In draft capital, you're going to have to draft and develop a guy.
That's exactly my point, Max. Like, who were the people making those decisions? You talk about Chris Ballard and Frank Wright, right? Like, they both talked about that they had insight into making those decisions to hedge those bets. And those bets have not worked out. So, I mean, we had great sound.
Well, I would say Philip Rivers did go to the playoffs in a tough loss in Buffalo that year.
Okay. Ooh, he looked like a deer in headlights against New England on the road.
Then I would say this, Inkey. Because I hear about it every day. Oh, we're a quarterback away. Yeah. We're a quarterback away. We had the defense. We got the running game. We're a quarterback away. So it became Carson Wentz, quarterback away. Didn't work out. Okay. Matt Ryan, quarterback away. Still not working out.
Sure 100% thought that Matt Ryan was going to work.
I thought it was going to work too.
If they would have told me, hey, man, you got to give up your left liver. Your left arm and your liver. I'd have been like, okay, why don't you just take the right one too? Because I would have just... You know what I'm saying? I would have just bet on it that it was going to work out. I thought it was going to work out for him. It hasn't.
You know, I thought regular season might be touch and go with Matt Ryan because I knew, like, if they're getting him for a third, they've evaluated some stuff. But the league has and has Dutton. But I thought that Key, if they were strong enough to get to the playoffs, and I thought they probably were, he could just be steady as she goes, and then in big moments on third down, he wouldn't turn the ball over like Carson Wentz, right? And that's just needed a veteran like that. But obviously, they need a lot more. The offensive line has regressed clearly, and that is affecting the whole team. You can't get by with a creaky old dude with a bad old line. He's creaky.
Creaky old dude. It's like one of them houses you walk up the stairs and you hear the stairs.
Can't
creaky.
Sneak up
like,
on nobody.
Come on, man. Yeah. What's going on here?
Kids, like, don't try to sneak out.
I can't even go up to my girlfriend's room.
No, you kind of can't sneak out of the house. Nope.
Yeah, I thought Matt Ryan would just be different. And see, I don't know. I don't know what being old is because I retired so young. I don't know what that looks like when you just everything is slowing down for you and moving too fast on the other side.
Oh, I know. Like I know what it is. My body felt like it. I mean, you see it, but by the time your body reacts to it, yeah. It's gone, Key.
I was born that way.
It's crazy having that. Yeah, you lived your whole life that way.
I lived my whole life.
But it's crazy having that window that's been open so much of your life. When it starts to close, like you can't. The timing is just so far off. You can't call it.
Yeah. Right. See, I never experienced that because I retired early. You know, I never got to that point where I was 15 years into my and I'm still out there trying to catch ball. You know, I was like, no, I just decided my 11th year, I'm deucing. I'm good. I got my whatever it was, 70 some rocks. I'm out. I'm done. Key, I can't mess around with Jake DeLome them no more.
You start realizing though when these young thoroughbreds just keep coming in, just like I'm like, damn, 20, 21, 20. Like, damn, y'all just keep getting younger and I keep getting older. And they hit different.
A little bouncy.
It's just different, kid.
They hit different.
I'm saying. You take a hit different in your 30s than you did in your 20s now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Are they the biggest disappointment? We got like 25 seconds to do this. Biggest disappointment, or is it them? Is it the Broncos?
It's the Saints, man. It's the Saints.
The Saints?
It's the Saints.
But the Saints are hurt.
It's the Saints. I mean, what are you going to call it?
The Bucks, the Packers, so far, there are lots of disappointments to choose from. I guess every time a Giants or a Jets pops up, someone's coming down, right? Those Packers. Wins are coming from somewhere.
Go on, girl.
Who should be New England's starting quarterback moving forward? And has Justin Fields and the Bears' offense turned a corner? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, coming up.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.